Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a Chicago Bulls win. I haven't got to say that in a long time, so I didn't do the usual intro. But a Chicago Bulls win. You're here with the OnTap Sportsnet crew. Be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. I am your boy Buzz. I'm joined by my dude Goose, a.k.a. Bulls Scripted, after a 136-102 Chicago Bulls win over the Atlanta Hawks. It's a good one tonight. Some house cleaning. I got some house cleaning to do before we get into this episode. Be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Also, if you have iOS or Android, check out the Thrive Fantasy app. That's Thrive Fantasy. It's a cool and tough new DFS app for prop bets. They have streamlined the drafting process and eliminated the need to do unnecessary hours of research by using only top-tier athletes. Instead of the traditional salary cap format, you build your lineup around a list of prop bets. For each contest, you need to choose 10 of the 20 prop bets, plus two ice picks that protect you from any late scratches or postponed games. Again, check out the Thrive Fantasy app. Use the promo code ONTAP, and once you deposit your first $10, Thrive will give you an additional $10 for absolutely free. So grab a beer and crack them and enjoy a more convenient way to play DFS. Again, that's Thrive Fantasy app. Woo! Woo! That's our first ad read on Bulls on Tap.
You got golden pipes, or are they silver, titanium? What do we got going on over there?
Yeah, they're titanium. It's pretty
titanium.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty cool. You know, I like to do this DFS stuff. I've been winning a lot recently, and the Thrive app is actually a pretty cool app. I don't care if we're getting paid any sort of money or not. I wouldn't promote something I didn't like, and it's actually a pretty cool app.
Just don't bet on the Bulls.
Yeah,
unless they're playing the Hawks.
Yeah,
seem to have their number.
Exactly. Now let's get into this game, dude. What did you think of this? I mean, the Bulls came out basically right away, and they were neck and neck with Atlanta until Denzel Valentine came in the game. And he was everything that Fred ever hoped he'd be to start this one off with his old grandpa shots. But
The funniest thing for me with this was that Archie Stan in the offseason, and obviously until the last few games, he was right. Archie's Jim's favorite. He's playing over Denzel. Archie Stan number one, Seville, whatever the fuck your name is. Props to you. You were right. He is Jim's favorite to a T and a detriment. But Denzel comes out with the grandpa floater, just 4 for 4 to start the game. He took one kind of crap three. Left the game 4 for 5. But no, I just remember getting into it with these, well, Archie's floater game's elite. I mean, he's a great three-point shooter. And okay, well, sorry. Denzel's a better three-point shooter, and his float game's a little more awkward, but clearly effective.
Yeah, I was, what a, like, a burst. Like, a shot in the arm Denzel gave us when he came in the game. The two-man game he was playing with Gafford there for a little bit was fantastic. Of course, Jim ended up getting away from that. But, again, we've had enough episodes in a row here of Jim Boylan bashing. Unless you guys kind of like that, then you just, you know, you tweet and you let me and Goose know if you like that. And,
Everybody likes Jim Boylan bashing, but tonight we won by over 30 points, so let's keep it on the light side. We'll let Jim get a pass for the episode.
Absolutely. So another cool thing to point out in this game is the fact that Lauri Markkanen, Zach LaVine, and Kobe White led in scoring for the Bulls tonight. Zach, 12 for 16 from the field, 7 for 7 from downtown, 35 points. Lauri Markkanen, 8 for 9. From the field, 2 for 3 from three-point land, 22 points, 4 boards, And the young guy, Coby White, 7 for 13 from the field, 0 for 2 from beyond the arc, 19 points, 4 assists, and 2 boards. I mean, this Atlanta team was outperformed big time tonight. You could see the talent level, the difference between where the Bulls are at and where Atlanta's at. The only, like, shining spots for Atlanta were, you know, were Alex Len.
Alex Len!
Yeah. Alex Len and Cam Reddish off your bench, you know, that, I mean, just played real well. Other than that, we checked the shit out of Jabari Parker. We checked the shit out of Trae Young. You know, it was nice to see.
No, I just shared on Twitter last year when Trae Young had his one successful game against the Bulls. Trae Young's dad tweeted out about his son going off on Dunn, and I got the screenshot. So I shared that on Twitter. Want to go take a peek. clearly that hasn't aged so well. No, I mean, Lowry had the quietest 22 points that I've ever seen in my life, though.
yeah.
Like, he hit those two threes. He missed the one. That was the only shot he missed on the night. He had a couple putbacks. So I think just about every rebound he got tonight also resulted in a putback. And he had 22 points and only missed one shot. Like, it was – it's hard because I feel like Lowry is being wasted. And I get the idea of an equal opportunity offense. We're giving everybody equal opportunity. But seeing him kind of just float around kind of pisses me off. I feel like he's being wasted.
I agree with you. Like, 9 shots in the game's not, I mean, super ideal. Obviously, he only played 23 minutes, but and he made them all count.
Which is good.
Right.
Because I have, if I recall, 5 games in 7 days.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, it's 5 games in 7 days, yeah.
So load management via kicking ass is never a problem, but he's got to be more involved.
Right.
And obviously tonight it's hard to cherry pick that because he did have 22 points on 8 of 9 shooting, but he also had 8 of 9 shooting and didn't get more than 9 shots. So we'll leave it at that.
Right. You know, another thing that I want to point out about just the shots taken tonight in general, it was a complete flip over what we saw when the Bulls played Toronto the other night when they lost. And I believe that was the last game they played, wasn't it? Like, we came on here and we ranted after, you know? Yeah, it was. Okay, I was right. So the Bulls ended up only taking not near as many, you know, three-pointers as they did against Toronto. They took only 24 three-pointers tonight. It looked like maybe an adjustment was finally made. The Bulls were getting a lot of stuff, coming at the rim. And that was just nice to see. The Bulls had 78 points in the paint compared to Atlanta's 42, dude. So it was nice to see that adjustment was made there. I don't know if that just came from Jim or the Bulls were using their size to bother Atlanta since they can't guard anybody. As I'll tell you, Atlanta misses Collins.
All right, they definitely miss Collins, but they can't use that as an excuse if we can't use Otto Porter Jr. being gone as an excuse. Because personally, I think Otto's a better player. I think he brings more to the table, more versatility. Both teams were expected to take a big leap in the weak East, which is currently actually slightly stronger than the bottom half of the West. Maybe not the top halves, but the bottom half, you have both the Timberwolves and the Suns kind of making a push. And I don't think the Magic are going to hold on to that spot. And I don't know if the Bulls are going to be fighting for it, but I took another peek at Takenthon. I haven't been going on there very much. I think this was maybe my third time this season.
Stop it. You have a problem.
No, dude, there's not shit for wing depth. Like, losing doesn't even mean anything. And I don't want to lose this year because the way the lottery is set up, if we're going to miss the playoffs, I'd rather just miss and have a chance at sneaking up and, you know, seeing what happens because we need to see development. But there's not shit for wing depth. So, like, losing is kind of, I mean, maybe we need a point guard. I know there's a white guy from Arizona. He's a little gingery. Maybe he's the next Steve Nash. I don't know. But outside of that, like, unless you're in the top 3, I wasn't too wow. So let's keep trying to win. I don't care where the season's at. Jim's finally realized that Gafford should play over Cornette. Valentine needs minutes, hopefully over Archie if Hutch or Otto Porter Jr. ever return this season. And from there, like, we have a solid team.
Well, I mean, so, this is exactly what you wanted to see from the Bulls. Again, we could sit here and be like, well, it's Atlanta. But we dominated them.
Off of back-to-back.
Right.
From an overtime loss with the Heat. So,
right. I mean, the Bulls absolutely dominated them, though, in every facet of the game. And they exploited Atlanta. It was a game plan that was set to work. I mean, obviously,
no,
you know,
Atlanta is the only team that we have a blueprint for in the league.
Yeah, I got you.
As of
right
now, Atlanta and maybe Detroit, because we're 2-0 against Detroit, too. So we have the blueprint on Atlanta and Detroit. Outside of that, we got some work to do.
Right. I agree with you on that wholeheartedly. And, you know, you can't expect, again, you know, I'm trying to praise as much as I can, but you can't expect Zach LaVine to shoot 7-for-7 from downtown every game or Lowry Markkanen to miss one shot. So, you know.
Wait, you mean Zach didn't miss from three-point land?
He did.
He's now had a 13 three-pointers in a game and went 7-for-7 in a game, in which he barely had to play because he was 7-for-7 in the game.
That what? Is correct.
Wow, we want to trade this fucking guy?
The ones that want to trade him make no sense to me because I don't really understand what anybody thinks they're going to get.
I'm not saying he's untradeable. Like, if somebody offered a great deal for his bargain contract and what he brings to the table, like a contender that really wanted it, and they wanted to throw the house at us, obviously, yeah, you got to consider that. I'm not saying Zach's untouchable.
Right.
But at this point, what do you have that's better than Zach LaVine? I just don't see it.
I don't see it either, my man. Is there anything else you got to add about tonight's game, tonight's win against Atlanta?
Despite the win, I'm a little upset. Because I should have been sitting floor side for $150. 150 smackaroos. That's it.
Yeah, dude, it's cheap.
Two rows from the floor. It was that cheap. And I just didn't get off work early enough. So it would have been a great game to be at with that secondhand price and kind of once-in-a-lifetime opportunity situation. I'll see if I can snipe another game and get out of work early enough. But other than that, no, we took the dub easily. We got another game tomorrow night. The way we played the game tonight, we should be fresh. So hopefully we get another competitive game.
We do not have a game tomorrow night.
We don't?
No, we play Friday.
Shit. We play Friday, and then we play Saturday?
Yep, that's the next back-to-back. So Friday night, the Chicago Bulls, are playing.
I thought it was Thursday all day. I don't know why.
Oh, that's all good. Well, that's depressing for you, because now we're still tacking more fucking days onto the weeks. That sucks. The Bulls are playing the Charlotte Hornets on Friday night. That will be the first game of a back-to-back. Saturday night's game will be against the Clippers. I will be in attendance for that one. I'm a little nervous, but, you know, it is what it is. The Hornets.
Well, shit, if you're going, I'm going to have to try to find tickets.
Oh, yeah, dude, try.
I'm going to have work Saturday. But I'm gonna have to try to find some tickets.
Yeah, try to find tickets for Saturday's game. Come hang out. It's going to be a good time. Me and the Juice Man will be there. We're going to go see Kawhi and Paul George, and this will be my first time, I think, getting to see Kawhi Leonard play in person. I haven't gotten to see him yet, I don't think. So, also, going against the Clippers, dude, this will be the last team in the NBA that I need to see play live. I've seen every team play live now, once I go see the Clippers on Saturday night. But, yeah, we're playing Charlotte on Friday. Devontae Graham and company. Devontae Graham, man, out of Kansas. That dude is something else. I loved him when he played at Kansas. He had a huge night tonight, actually, against Brooklyn. He dropped a 40-point game tonight against Brooklyn.
40-piece!
Yeah, dude, he is something else. And Miles Bridges is starting to finally kind of come into his own as well. He's been.
I don't want to hear that. I wanted to trade for Miles Bridges.
I know you did. I know.
If the wing depth continues to suck in this draft the way that it does, trade for Miles Bridges.
I don't blame you for saying that because I like the kid a lot. I think he's real good. But that's who the Bulls will be going up against on Friday. You know, they bring good size over there. You know, they have they've got Biombo.
Biombo.
Yep.
Let's trade Felicio for him.
They've got Cody.
Let's combine Felicio's last 2 years into Biombo with Miles Bridges and something else tacked on there. Let's get it done.
Hell yeah, come on. They got Cody Zeller as well, who's been coming off their bench as of recent. And I'm going to get into this score predictor, or not score predictor, but that win percentage thing, that matchup predictor. There it is. The Bulls have a 72.9% chance to win this game against Charlotte. That's got to be, I think, the best. That's got to be the best I've read all year for that.
Vegas still likes us. You mean we're going to get the second win streak of the year?
It might
happen.
We're
going to go streaking twice?
Brother, it might happen.
I didn't think it was going to happen this year, man. I really didn't.
It's exciting.
I mean, I did to start the year, but after, like, to this point, no. I didn't know we were going to be going streaking again.
Yes, I mean, we need to go out there and, you know, we need to do what we did tonight. Obviously, I'm not expecting Zach to not miss a three, like I said before, or Lowry to miss only one shot. Bulls are going to have to come out, and I really would like to see them attack and get into the paint and attack these smaller guards that Charlotte has to offer. Terry Rozier, you know, Devontae Graham, get after them. Get after them like you did Trae Young tonight. Bully them in the paint. Let's get some points in the paint here. Let's stop them. And that's what the Bulls need to do. That'll open up the three-point shots for you if you attack these smaller guards. That's just my two cents.
Well, I mean, if you can't attack the smaller guards and Cody Zeller, you got a problem.
Cody Zeller seems to beast and feast against us all the time, so I try not to talk too much shit about him because he just always seems to kick our ass, and it's so annoying to me.
Play Fournette, that'll happen against anyone and everyone, though.
That's a good point. Point taken. Point taken. Oh my God, dude. I'm so sorry I got sidetracked there. Holy shit. So any baseball fans that listen to this, our podcast, Anthony Rendon and the Angels agree on a 7-year, $245 million contract. Holy shit. Wow, that just blew me away. Holy fuck, wow. Anyway, that's all I have for tonight for the Bulls, man. I'm very, very excited that they won this game. You know, they needed to win it. It was a fun win. It was a fun game to watch. The players looked to be having a good time, and I had a good time watching it. Goose, you got anything to add to this one, man, before we wrap this bad boy up?
No. Just hang in there. It's going to be a rough ride, but wherever we come out in the end, we'll be riding with you.
Hell yeah. Be sure to go on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BullsOnTap, at OnTapSportsNet, at BullsScripted, and at BuzzOnTap. And we'll be back after the Charlotte game on Friday night. Let's go Bulls. Yeah.